The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, well, good morning, Cedric. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. You know, I'm as good as you can be after being evicted. How are you?
I'm good. Probably a little better than you, but but you know, I do want to start off by saying, Cedric, and I hope this gives some comfort. Like, you have a lot of love and support when you get out of this house. People are really, they've really liked seeing you play, especially at your age. And you were always very level-headed, even when it got heated. So props to you on that. And I hope that makes things a little better.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. I love everybody. So thank you.
Yeah.
Excited to see what happens.
Well, that being said, I obviously have to, why did you volunteer to go on the block, Cedric? Talk me through this.
All right. So I thought I was playing chess, not checkers. Turns out I was playing checkers, not chess. I volunteered to be a pawn to test T-Core and Chemo's loyalty. Because if it got down to it and Rabina and I were on the block, I figured I had the numbers to stay even if T-Core and Chemo went astray. The thing that really did me in was Quinn losing his vote as a deep fake HOH. I thought he was going to be able to vote, in turn giving me the numbers. Since he lost it, I kind of had to campaign for really hard for a swing vote and didn't get it, sadly.
Yeah. Did you have a sense that the Pentagon was being outed, or you didn't really know, or?
So they kept it really, really under wraps. I had a sense that it would have been outed just because Quinn and Chemo are really close. That's actually how Quinn's power got exposed, is Quinn told Chemo told Tucker, and then it blew up from there. So I figured if Quinn was comfortable enough with Chemo to share his power, he was comfortable enough to share the Pentagon in the early weeks of its life.
Yeah. What about when Tucker did make the offer to, like, let's flush this power, let's maybe go after Quinn, and you denied that. So, like, any regrets there, or you think that was the right move?
I think that was the right move, just because Quinn was so interconnected with all the alliances and he had the power of the deep fake HOH. So by, you know, Quinn's in the Pentagon, and I didn't have a chance to talk to the Pentagon beforehand without Quinn. So if I would have made the move to put him up, I would have lost the trust in the Pentagon. I would have lost the trust in the collective. The only ally I would have gained would have been Tucker, whose sole purpose in this game is to get the strongest competitors out first. Me being a strong competitor, I would have been on the block, I'm sure, next. So,
yeah, you.
Go ahead. I chose Quinn's snakiness over Tucker's just bluntness, I guess.
Okay, that's fair. You said you were testing T-Core and Chemo. Is it fair to say that, like, they were at the bottom of the collective, how they felt?
Oh, 100%. They were accurate, like, which I get. I was just hoping they could see the rationality in trying to evolve the game after that. Like, I was hoping that by doing what they wanted in week three, I proved my loyalty to them and to the collective in turn for them to trust it enough until we got to the jury house. They very much were on the bottom, and we're going to get cut first. So good intuition by them.
When did you sense that, okay, wait, I might be in trouble? Was it right after you lost the AI arena or MJ1? Was it when you were talking with them before the vote, T-Core and Chemo? Like, when were you sensing, like, oh, I'm in trouble here?
So I knew as soon as Quinn lost his ability to vote that if I didn't win the AI arena, or inversely, or even if just McKenzie won, if Rabina would have won, I would have been fine. But if McKenzie won the AI arena, then I was going to be in serious, serious trouble, and my cards were probably going to get folded. Then on live show day, I heard through the grapevine that T-Core and Chemo were campaigning to flip the house against me in the event that it was me and Rabina.
Oh, you did hear that yesterday.
I did hear that yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's why at the end I was like running around trying to find everybody.
Did someone specific tell you, or were you just feeling things, or?
Chelsea had told Brooklyn and Joseph, and I was there. So it was like, she had told them, And then I kind of knew, but I kind of knew they were who I had to worry about going into the eviction week. So it wasn't really a surprise.
Yeah, I know you got emotional during the extended interview with Julie. I think a lot, it resonated with a lot of people, but that was clearly, the goodbye messages were clearly filmed before Joseph was informed, because you could tell, or he's playing both sides. But yeah, what do you think about Joseph flipping?
Joseph flipping kind of upset me a little bit, just because he told me, like, look, even if it's 8-1, I'm voting for you to stay in this house. You had the opportunity to use me as a pawn next week. That's my excuse. And it's just frustrating, because if Joseph would have told Leah, look, I'm voting for Cedric, we would have had the numbers to swing her. I would have been, it would have been 5-4. I would have still been in the house. And then my plan for being a pawn would have worked, exposing T-Core and Kimo's loyalty.
Okay. Spoiler alert for people that are listening, because I know people get sensitive. I think you know now that Tucker won HOH last night. He's targeting Brooklyn. Yeah. He's targeting Brooklyn, who I think you said you were rooting for. So what are your thoughts on that?
You know, it's going to be really hard for the people that I want to see win this game survive this week. That's crazy. This is another reason why they should have kept me in the house. Like, y'all, the victory, I could have been up on the wall. I wasn't going to let go.
I know. Right before the wall.
Right before the wall. God, look. Oh, man. Which is why, even though T-Core and Kimo had the suspicion they were going to get cut first from the collective, I don't know why they wouldn't choose to make it. I don't know. I don't know why they chose Rubina as a better asset.
Yeah. Cedric, people did not believe you were 21. You're obviously wise, you know, for your age, but also, like, what's the deal with you being famous, or your mom or your grandma? Like, set that record straight. Who is famous in your family?
No one is famous in my family, and I'm 21. I don't know why I got this stigma. All right. I think it's like coming into that's not bad.
Okay, so no one, something about your mom is in a girl group or something. This is what people thought was what you were saying.
Nah, my mom's not in a girl group. My mom's just my mom. Like, pops is just pops. My mom's my mom. No one in my family's famous. Like, my great uncle is famous and his wife are famous. But that's it.
Are you allowed to say who they are?
I don't know. They didn't sign a release, so probably not. But one's a Reds Hall of Famer and one's a singer.
Okay. Everyone could do their research themselves.
Go dig.
got it. Who do you think is playing the best game right now and the worst game?
Well, I think up until my eviction, Chelsea was playing the best game. Tucker was playing the worst game. I still believe that Tucker is playing the worst game in the house, just because he's very open with being a comp beast. And I think that a lot of that is going to open. And he has a resume so early to win that he's going to get backdoored inevitably. As for the best game in the house, I would like to say, debatably, probably Leah after Tucker winning HOH. Or maybe Joseph, because he chose not to vote for me. So Leah or Joseph, which is crazy because they've both been really kind of floating.
Okay, interesting picks. Were you, like, a fan of the show, or are you more of a newer fan? Like, how much of the show, I guess, were you aware of before you played?
So, to keep it completely open and transparent, I have not seen every episode of a single season of Big Brother. So, yeah, I kind of came in with I asked if we clapped during the veto ceremony, which everyone said no, and then everyone clapped, and I was like, why am I getting dogged right now? But, yeah, I wasn't a fan of the show beforehand. I'm definitely a fan now.
I love it. I know we have to go, but real quick, I'm assuming you would want to play Big Brother again at some point. People, I think, might want to see you play again.
Oh, I would love to play Big Brother again. Get me back in the house, America. I'm not pawning again. No more pawns for anybody. And y'all gonna see how strategic I can really be.
Good. Let's learn that lesson, Cedric. Love it.
That's right.
All right, well, have a good day. Thanks for chatting this morning.
Thank you. You too. Okay. All love.
Bye.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages.
Hey, Carl. It's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week?
Hey, Carl. Happy Friday. It's Jen. Finance. Just need those receipts today.
Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts. Like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.